You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Today, I am covering a very important topic to help you defeat drama inside of your organization, and that is hiring. Over the next few episodes, I'm going to be covering the four steps you must follow to avoid the disastrous, drama-generating new hire. So too often, leaders that I'm working with have just hired the wrong people. And what happens is they made a poor hiring decision, but they don't want to get rid of them or terminate them or have them quit because they're worried they can't find someone better. And the truth is you can. You know, there is an art and a science to finding the right people, but it's a process. And you know, depending on what your business is, you might not be aligned at all with the whole recruiting process. It's new to you. So I'm going to share some tips and strategies to help you find those people that are going to fit well in your organization and help you create the culture that is aligned with your business objectives. Sound good? So for today, I'm going to be talking about planning for that interview. The other topics I'll talk about in the other episodes are sourcing, sifting, and choosing well. So these are the key steps to avoid that disastrous drama-generating new hire. Okay, so for planning the interview, the first thing you want to get very specific about the kind of person that you need. Makes sense, right? But too often I find that leaders miss this step. You know what? It's not just the skills that they need either. It's also, you know, in the prior experience, but the most important thing is their behaviors and personality. So the first thing you're going to do is look for the mandatory skills. Depending on the job that you're hiring for, maybe the state or federal, your country requires certain certifications, education. Obviously, if you're hiring a nurse or a doctor, something in the medical field, you absolutely have to have those. They have to have those credentials. Same with a CPA. You know, there are certain credentials that might be mandatory. They're required by state or federal regulations or the regulations of your country. Maybe there's a special training or something that they must have gone through that are required for them to do the job. Now, so there's mandatory stuff, and then there are items that it's just really difficult to teach on the job. And I really want you to think hard about that. Is it because I want you to separate nice to haves as you plan for the interview and must haves. So must haves are definitely those requirements. A CFP, certified financial planner. Now you might use a strategy where you hire someone and then give them the year or two that it's going to take for them to get that certification and pay for it and all of that. That might be a strategy for building your business. But at a minimum, they're still going to have some basic skills that they must have. But keep that list truly at the must have, because some of the things you can teach. So for instance, sometimes I work with clients and they, you know, they don't use QuickBooks. They use some other kind of accounting software. And so they say, well, I want them to have experience with this specific software. Well, take a look at how long, what's required, like the transfer of skills. If someone knows QuickBooks versus Peachtree or, you know, some other, I mean, I know those are just basic kind of more entrepreneurial ones, but the software that you use, do they have skills that they could transfer to the new system that maybe wouldn't take all that long to teach? Do an evaluation, because the longer your list, the longer the must-haves are of those skills, the knowledge, skills, and abilities, the more difficult it is to find that exact right person. And I'm going to challenge you to have the must-haves, but have some nice-to-haves and find some wiggle room in your nice-to-haves. Of course, the goal is going to be to find that perfect person that has exactly everything that you need. But what I find too often is leaders I work with have looked for the knowledge, skills, and abilities and the nice to haves and must haves, but they have forgotten about the personality. So you might have that person who's missing. You know, I'd hate to have you not look at a candidate because they don't perfectly know everything when it's something that you could teach in a day or two, when they have the great customer service skills that you can't train. So The first step in planning is determining the required skills and then looking at must-haves and nice-to-haves. Then, and you know what? Here are the things that you really can't teach. There are some things that you can't teach. So those are going to be must-haves. And I keep saying the personality. So if you're a customer service-driven organization, which almost every organization is, because how do you do business without selling something? So, you know, unless you're totally online, but almost always there's some element. You need at least need someone to be able to be customer service oriented to fulfill the needs of the customers, even if they're not in direct contact. But so customer service skills, that heart to really serve your customers, isn't necessarily something that can be taught. A passion for your mission. Let's say you're a heart-centered organization or a nonprofit. You want someone to already be fired up about what you're about. The mission that you're trying to accomplish with your business or your nonprofit. You can't necessarily teach that. Now, maybe they don't know a lot about your organization, and as you interview them, they'll get excited as they hear about what you're up to, but you can't, if they're not going to care or be attached, then that's not really something you can teach. That heart for great service, a team player. You know, if they don't already have the basic building blocks of being a team player, good communication and trust and healthy boundaries and, you know, in a team mentality, and you have a very team-oriented organization, there's a lot of work. I'm telling you, it's easier to teach someone a little accounting system. I know they can be difficult, but I'm using that as an example. But it's easier to teach someone your cash register, some of your internal processes, than it is to teach someone all the building blocks they need to be a team player if they aren't. Loyalty. Have they been a job hopper? I would rather teach someone some basic skills than try to create and generate loyalty out of someone who has hopped around and doesn't really care. They've just done their jobs to make a paycheck. Attention to detail. This is something that's hardwired. Some people are hardwired to love the nitty-gritty details, the numbers, the alphabetizing. Other people are going to be more big picture, big visionaries. I can tell you, you would not want me doing your bookkeeping. I am not an attention to detail person. I'm more of a visionary and relationship person. So you can't really teach someone to have good attention to detail. You want someone who already is wired that way. So if you create this big list of must-haves and nice-to-haves, the must-haves is if it's someone who's going to be messing with your numbers, then you need someone who's already detail-oriented. Or if they're, you know, if they're doing patient care and it requires mixing medicine or getting shots ready, those kinds of things, there's an attention to detail that's required that you can't teach. Think in terms of when your must-haves and your nice-to-haves. Certain must-haves in their personality, how they're wired, cannot be taught. And I would give up some skills, not skills and abilities, if I found the person who has the right personality. Okay. Again, ultimate goal is to hire someone who has everything. But in your must-haves and nice-to-haves, please consider that you can't teach some of the personality traits. Now, what you're going to do in planning for your interview is, now that you've decided all of the must-haves and all the nice-to-haves, now you're going to create questions that you're going to ask. Some of the questions you're going to do in phone screens, and some are going to be in in-person interviews. And you're going to use some behavioral-based interviewing questions. So what this is, behavioral-based interviewing, so that gets at, like I said, their personality and behavior you can't teach. So you need to use behavioral-based interviewing questions. What is that? Behavioral-based interviewing is based on the philosophy that the best predictor of future behavior is relevant past behavior. So you're going to ask them questions that have you sharing stories of specific times they've exhibited the behaviors that you want them to exhibit inside of your organization. So for instance, if you want someone who's highly customer oriented, you want someone who's got story after story. Now you're going to ask them for a bunch of stories, but at least a few, one or two or three. Tell me about a time when. So you're going to prepare questions that get them telling you stories of how they've acted in the past that would be similar or give you an insight into how they would act inside of your business. So behavior-based, you want someone highly customer-oriented. Tell me about a time when you went above and beyond for a customer. Now you're going to be looking for three key things. So ask them, what was the situation? What did you do? and what was the outcome? So you want all three of those things. Every behavioral-based interviewing question that you use is going to be looking for those three things. So add that on. So tell me, they almost always start with, tell me about a time when, and then they continue on with what was the situation, what did you do about it, and what was the outcome? Okay. Takes initiative. You might say, tell me about a time when you saw some work that needed to be completed or a project that needed to be completed that wasn't really part of your job. What was the situation? What did you do about it? And what was the outcome? In the next segment, when I talk about the actual interview, I'm going to give you some more pointers about what to look for in their answers and how to make sure you're getting all the pieces. But for now, in the interview prep section, that's all I'm going to talk about behavioral interviewing. That's the basics for the plan. Now, you might already have a job description, so you're going to figure out the knowledge, skills, abilities, and personality that you need. You're going to create some questions. And also during this part, you're going to create something to post. I'm going to talk about sourcing in another episode as well. But so the sourcing, you're going to want something to post. So that's just a description of the job, the knowledge, skills, and abilities required, and some of the elements that they'll be doing on the job so that people can either self-select in and send you a resume or self-select out and say, I'm not applying for this one. So there's the pre-planning part of making the right hire and avoiding the disastrous drama-generating new hire. The knowledge, skills, and abilities, and more importantly, what are the personalities and behaviors that you need to fit into your organization and meet your business objectives? All right, thanks for tuning in today. I really appreciate your time. I know you're super busy. So until next time, make it a great day. And listen, if you've got some current drama challenges, go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, click on the podcast site tab, and then go to submit your question. You can record your current drama challenge, or you can shoot me a quick message, and I will create customized solutions for you on a future episode. All right, talk to you soon.